Blackstone Audio presents Judas by Amos Oz, translated by Nicholas DeLange. This book is read by Jonathan Davis.
To Deborah Owen. See the traitor run in the field alone. Let the dead, not the living, now cast the first stone. Natan Alterman, the traitor, from The Joy of the Poor. Chapter 1. Here is a story from the winter days of the end of 1959 and the beginning of 1960. It is a story of error and desire, of unrequited love, and of a religious question that remains unresolved. Some of the buildings still bore the marks of the war that had divided the city a decade earlier. In the background, you could hear the distant strains of an accordion or the plaintive sound of a harmonica from behind closed shutters. In many flats in Jerusalem, you might find Van Gogh's starry whirlpool skies or his shimmering cypresses on the living room wall, rush mats on the floors of the small rooms, and Dr. Zhivago or Yizhar's Days of Tziklag lying open face down on a foam sofa bed that was covered with a length of Middle Eastern cloth and piled with embroidered cushions. A paraffin heater burned all evening long with a blue flame. In a corner of the room, a tasteful bunch of thorn twigs sprouted from a mortar shell casing.